Among the various Gedolei Yisrael, who make reference also to the Sefer Oiches Tzadikim, is the Mechaber of the well-known Sefer Sedei Chemed. The Chemed writes, in the Sefer he writes, that Oiches Tzadikim, who Sefer Musar Ma'oid, he says, Ma'oid Nale. Sefer Chassidim is an exceptionally Choshev Sefer Musar, and he says, Kuloyoy Merkovoid, Kodosh V'Tohor, Mola Yiras Hashem, he says, V'Yashris Hamidois. Regarding the Sefer Oiches Tzadikim. Zdei Chemed is a very unique personality, Reb Chaim Chizkiyo Medina, Mechaber the Sefer Sedei Chemed. Just interesting is, Sedei Chemed means a field of desire, Sedei Chemed, but the truth is, he wrote the Sefer, he spelled it, Sedei Shin Dalet Yud. Shin Dalet Yud Chemed, Sodai, still can mean field, but it was Shin Dalet Yud, which aroused tremendous controversy because Shin Dalet Yud also is a Shem as well sometimes, and therefore maybe it was not a good idea to have a Sefer being called by that name. So that itself gave an opportunity to actually to write almost another Sefer, to justify writing and spelling the name Sedei Chemed Shin Dalet Yud. The Chemed lived in the 1800s and just made it just about over the beginning of the 1900s. Interesting thing is that, you know, the back of the Vilna Shas, we have all the various different, you know, Hagoyas and Meforshim on Shas. When you go beyond the Marsha and the Maram, as you continue, you know, to turn pages, you have what's called there also Cheshek Shloime from Shloime LeVilna, Shloime LeHakoyin of Vilna. And you also have his brother, Hagoyas of Ribitzalul HaKoyin of Vilna. There are two brothers, two Gedolei Yisrael, interesting. Two Gedolei Yisrael, two brothers, extremely, extremely tremendous, great Talmid HaChachamim. And Rabbi Saul HaKoyin of Vilna writes regarding the Sedei Chemed, Rabbi Chaim Cheskiyo in Medina. He writes the following lotion. Elamolo Yodati Samachaber Shehu Chai Umonu Hayoim, had he not known that the Machaber of the Sedei Chemed is a contemporary, is living with us today, very, very unusual lotion. He wrote this on the Sedei Chemed. And it's hard to believe because Sedei Chemed, if you're not familiar with it, it's a multi-volume sefer. It's really an encyclopedia. An encyclopedia, again, written by one person. Again, without the aids of any of the computers or you have anything like you have today. Which today it's quite easy, you know, to make contact and to touch base with any source that you'd like to find, and many sources, you know, you just put in a subject matter and all of a sudden everything shows up on a screen. Those days you didn't have that. As a matter of fact, many years ago, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, the Zichrono Livracha, told me, you know, he was a real Polish Yid, as you know, a person who had mastered Shas Baal Peh, and as he mentioned, the prize Talmud Rav Meir Shapiro, but he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Lubavitch. Polish Yid, you know, with his Polish Oshbach, and he said the way he spoke in Lubavitch. Lubavitch had totally different Havaras, you know. But in any case, so he was very close, of course, to the Lubavitch Rebbe. And the Lubavitch Rebbe once told him, this is what he told me, what Pinchas said. He says, people think that I'm a Baki, the Lubavitch Rebbe said. But the truth is, he said to Pinchas, you are a bigger Baki than I am. You know why? Because I make use of the Encyclopedia Talmudis, he says, and you don't need it. He says, this is what Pinchas told me. So I make use of it. He said, oh, you know, you have all the entries, so you have, of course, you have all the Maram Mekayimus. But he said to Pinchas, you don't need it. You are the encyclopedia yourself. So the Sefer Sedei Chemed is an encyclopedic work with the goes, you know, according to the Yosef from topics, starting from Aleph and starting on Beis, all the various different topics, correspondence with Gedolei Yisrael also of all over regarding the various issues. And he writes quite simply that when he got married, he was very, very young, he was in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. At that time he was in Yerushalayim. He writes very interesting, he writes, I made upon myself, shenichnasti l'chupa, he said, in Yerushalayim, b'chodesh Elul, v'yachnosas kala b'beis harav, ha'gorla, and the first and pen, the chasen was in a house there, Rabbi Yitzchak Parchi, V'hoyu al achupe kemat kol gedoyla hador rabboni ge'oinet da'ar Yisrael. When all the gedoyla hador came to my chasin. He was already at the young age at that particular time. And, in fact, Lamaisa, he left Eretz Yisrael because he wanted to be involved in Kiruv. So he went to Psakil and Mamiship someday, pushed Kiruv somewhere in Russia. That's where he went. And he accepted a rabbinical position simply because it was a place where there was no Torah being taught. And he sacrificed everything. And but that was one of the places, actually, because such a quiet place, he was able to write all that he wrote because he didn't have really much tiredness. But the fact that he left Eretz Yisrael to go to such a place, and he writes in his Sefer himself. He writes there in Chelik Tes, in the ninth volume of this Dechemet, he writes, Zeli, this is already the 24th year. Imagine how many years. Shnas Esrim V'arbo B'toch Ami Enoichi Yoishev B'ir Azois Kruz Bazar L'shores B'koidish L'hoiris L'hem Saderach Yelchubo, to teach them the way Yid behaves. Lishma V'lasis is called Divrei HaTorah. And being that I realized, imagine, he lived, it seemed, among Amoratzim. A person that came of his stature, you know, would need to have company if the Gedolei Yisrael, Tamir Chom, around him. He says, I realized, Ki Einon B'nei Torah. I realized that the members of the community are not B'nei Torah. He says, Uzman Zmanom Zmeneyem, and many, many years already, Lohoyle Marbitz Torah Keroyu. They did not have a proper Marbitz Torah. He says, Ki HaRabonim, he says, Shekod Muni, because the Rabonim that were there before me, first of all, didn't speak the language. Sfas b'nei ho'edo muzar lohem. So I don't know how they accepted the position, but anyway, so they were not able to yochlu lekarev dato mimoim. Well, the das maseim. He said the people were mezalzel. He said the people really were negligent in very, very ikra, in simple things. He said, but loy b'merit. He said not out of rebellion. Loy b'mal. He says mechasorin yediyah, simply because they just didn't know. So they were over in very, very choshev mitzvahs, and so on. Yodati kilamichyo shulachani lekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me there as a shliach, lehorim, to raise up degel to Rizeinu, Hakdoisha, lishmor gedereo, it says, bezroso yizborach. He also writes that, matter of fact, his salary is very, very meager. And he lived bedachkis. And he had many offers. He had many offers because his fame, as Sfarim came out, his fame went all over, it was very renowned. And he had offers to be able to live quite a comfortable life, which his salary many, many times over. Nevertheless, he says, he refused that. He wasn't interested in that. And he says the following words, Oyed Hashem, I thank Hashem b'chol levav, hamatrifeni lechem lecho, who's giving me just the bread that I need to eat, ubeged lilboish, meho aspoke, he says, from the little salary hakvueli. Push it from the aspoke, from the little bit that they give me. He says, there's Svardim there, and there was Ashkenazim there, and he says, Omnam leklal oisha, even though there were two kehillas, Ashkenazim and Svardim, here's the rov over both, leklal oisha, he says, lo higati v'lo yagia, and never happened till now, and it's not going to happen, he says, leklal oisha, he says, koyir azois haloi mitzorhu, it's a small community, vein hakoyim mitzmasbiya, there's not enough, this person not enough to go around. And then he points out, when people saw that Mamish, it seemed that he was really poverty stricken, he says, Eze mi yedida hirgishu es hadachak shili, they recognized how poshet the doichik, he says, how meager he was living. So he reads in the year 1888, he says, when he had to marry off a daughter, he didn't have any money to do it. So it says, so bikshuni, so my friends came and they asked me, l'harshoisem, to give them reshus, l'esem nedovism of their ear, to collect alms, to collect money from the people of the community, Eze meyois, you know, a few hundred. He says, I didn't let them do that either. I'm not sure how he married off his daughter at the end, but upon him, this is what he brings. Let me just mention one more nekuda here. There's a sefer called Vanit Tfilah, and it's mentioned that he was once asked, many years later, in what schus was he toiling? What schus does he attribute to the fact that his svarim became so mekubal? He says, it's all over the place. So he writes, it's mentioned in the Sefer, the funny thing is, it's a phenomenal thing. He writes that when he was learning in yeshiva, I just want to mention, because later on he went back to Eretz Yisrael, in Chevron, became the Rav of Chevron, and that's where his kever is to this day. His kever, this day, Chemet, is in Chevron. He says, he was learning in yeshiva, he says, and he was one of the top Talmidim in yeshiva, quite young, he says. And this was a koilul of Rechim, he says, it was a koilul. And the rich person was the one who supported that koilul. And he had, over there was a particular Talmud who was very jealous of him. Pinkeltown was not Matzliach, and he saw the tremendous strides that this Nechemet made as a young student. He was very jealous of him. So what did he do? He went over to one of the maids that were working, right, in the kitchen or in the dorm, wherever it was, and he bribed her. He bribed her that she should be Moitzi Shemra on him, that he made a pass. And Kachave, she went and she made a whole sham that this person, you think that he's this big Talmud Chacham, you think he's this he's big tzaddik, this big Yir Shemayim. Look what he attempted. Look what he tried to do. And he didn't say a word to defend himself. Did not say a word. Did not say a thing. many weeks or months later, she had charote. He didn't know where it came from. He didn't know what put her up to that. He didn't know. And finally, after many weeks or months, so she came to him and she said, she admitted that, of course, it was false. He knew it was false. That it was a Moshe Shemra that so-and-so, she mentioned the name, so-and-so, bribed her in order to put out this Moshe Shemra, to put out this name, to put out this rumor, in order to diminish his popularity, to diminish his reputation. So Meinlas, she says, now she feels very, very regretful about it, and she's asking his reshus that she's want to go and to publicize to clear his name. Refused to allow her to clear his name. Why? Because he said, imagine, if you're going to go and say that what happened was so-and-so bribed me, now be a second Chil Hashem. So she said, to save my reputation at the expense of another Chil Hashem, that Mesiras Nefesh that he had, he said, that was that. And we put him all over to the top. And he was Eich, in fact, that he was so Matzliach, became the famous Mechaber of the Sefer Nechemet, and had all that Hatzlacha. Okay, so anyway, as we mentioned before, the Nechemet writes, Orche Tzadikim Musefer Musar Moid Nale Kuloyim Rekovit Kodesh V'Tor Mole Yiris Hashem. He says, V'Yashris Hamidus. These are of the words of the Nechemet in the Sefer regarding the Orche Tzadikim. We have a few more weeks, of course, left. Not that many weeks, so we want to move on a little bit to another shahr, to be able to touch base a little bit to another area, and maybe we should touch, which is the shahr hadaiga, which is daf pei ches in the Yorchus Tzadikim. There's many, many gates, as you see here. The shahr hadaiga, which is the gate of worry. Shahr hadaiga. Daf pei ches. It's the shahr huasiri. Okay? So it goes on to say like this. He says, "Hadeogo zois hamidehi ro'o b'roi vinyoneo." He says, worry is something which is a bad midah. Worrying is a bad midah, he says, in most situations. As you know, it's most, because sometimes it's what's called positive worrying, as he's going to point out. But in most situations, daige, worrying is something that is ro'o b'roi vinyoneo. And vihi nikeres al kol haponim. A person who is a strong worrier, as a matter of fact, you can see on his face. You can really see on his face that something bothers the person when he's really worried about something. So it starts, of course, within the face, starts within the heart of the person, but then it shows up really on the face of the person. Kedachsiv, as you can see from the Posik, we find by Yosef with his brothers, Posik says, Vayar, right? Oisom, he saw them, Vihinom Zoyafim, and their face was clouded. So you see that Yosef was able to tell the emotions behind that face. The face really was the mirror that reflected the emotions. In fact, they were clouded. Uksiv also, there's a posik in Nehemiah. Nehemiah says, Madua ponecho roim. Why is your face fallen? Va'ato ein chocholo. You're not even sick, so to speak. Madua ponecho roim. Again, we see that this is the midah which is nikeres over the face. V'omar echol min hachachomim. And one of the Chachomim said that any moitze klal ba'anshe nefoshes well yoinoi simen dage. You will not find a trace of worry in men of higher spirit. Men who are really of upper spirit, of higher spirit, you will not find a trace of worry. A person who has dying is really someone who is not yet on a high madrega. People still have to really work on themselves. A person who are in the category of anshe nefoshes well yoinis, people are of a higher spirit, people are balamaila. People who are balamaila from the ruchniyat standpoint, so you won't find the inyan of daigad, the inyan of worry. As we pointed out already from the Sifra Chasidus, see the word daigad. Daigad starts from aleph and goes till hey. Aleph, gimel, dalet, hey. One letter is missing base, you notice? You have every letter from aleph to hey. Aleph, gimel, dalet, hey. Daigad. What's missing base? The base of bitochen. If you had bitochen, you wouldn't have daigad. Daiges is made up of letters where the ois beis is missing. Right? So it's the beis of bitochen. Have bitochen, you would not have daige. Hadaige al oilam hazeh. He says, worrying about attaining things on this world. Hadaige al oilam hazeh lahasig me'uma. To attain anything on this world, he meguna moid. It's quite shameful. It's quite shameful, and therefore one should try to be oiker this type of a daige min hashoyrish all the way from the root. The Heloinim says, klal banoshim aboitchem Hashem, as we just mentioned. You will not find it at all in people who are true bitochen, who trust in Hashem, umaminim boy, and who believe in Hashem. Because people have bitochen Hashem, so therefore they trust in Hashem, that Hashem will in fact supply, right, and give them whatever they truly need and what they should have. And of course, maminim boy, as he says, two things, bitochen and believing in Hashem, because as we know, the Ochei Tzaddikim also said it above in the previous shar, but also the truth, we had it, you know, in the Ramban says, without emunah, right, you cannot have bitochen, right, without emunah, you cannot have bitochen, without bitochen, right, you can have emunah and not be about bitochen, but you can't have bitochen without emunah. Ramban, remember, we had it a number of weeks ago, Ramban says, it's the moshel is, he gave the beautiful moshel. He says, if you see peiros, if you see fruit, you know for sure that there was a tree. Because peiros cannot grow without a tree, but if you see a tree, it doesn't mean yet that it produced fruit. Peiros is a simon that there must be a tree. But a tree yet is not a simon that it bore fruit. So says Ramban, regarding emunah and bitochen, if a person has bitochen, he must have emunah. But the fact that he has emunah doesn't yet mean that he has bitochen. Simple test is, each and every one of us simply would like to say that we are maminim b'Hashem, but yet when there's a test, the bitochen yet is not that, it's not that. Yet we consider ourselves, more or less, we all have emunah in Hashem, we believe in Hashem. But yet when we are tested, the bitochen is not that strong. To be talking. So you can be a mamin, not necessarily be a betochen. But if you are a baal betochen, then you certainly have to be a mamin b'Hashem. You have to have both. So it goes on to say further, hadaige v'hayogoin, worry and sorrow. First of all, from a physical standpoint, it's unhealthy. It is something that was known many, many years ago, hundreds of years ago. Hadaige v'hayogoin, he says, worry and sorrow, hey mechalim alev, it erodes the heart. V'mcheil aguf, it's a sickness of the body. Right, it's a sickness of the body. And the worst worry of all that a person might worry about is when a person is worried about because he wants to pursue averis and he can't attain them. All the various different taigas and pleasures that, right, he believes that the world is out there and he's not able to get it. So he starts worrying about it. Why can't I attain that pleasure? Why can't I pursue that? Sheyirda v'achra averis. He tries to be right after the taivas of the desires, and he can't fulfill it. And when he's not successful, right, to be able to find kol chayfetz liboy, he's not able to be successful in pursuing and reaching that which he hopes to attain of all the pleasures that he believes are out there. So what does he do? So now if he can't get the pleasure, so now he puts himself on the other side. He now begins to worry, and he begins to be mitzdayer, he begins to suffer. And he begins to suffer. Says further the Yerchis Tzadikim that Hadoyeg Aloylam Zeh, a person who worries about inyonim of situations on this world, first of all, it doesn't necessarily have to be doing an Avera, but the fact, if you're a worrier about attaining things, if you're a worrier about trying to get things, you have to realize what worry does. It's a hindrance. It's a hindrance. Who rochoik ma'oid men ha-toyre va-mitzis va-tfil. A person who lives a life in a state of worry, that means that he's going to be distant from Torah and from mitzvahs and from davening. Quite simple. Because for learning, the Gemara tells us, Shemaitis Boyet Silusa. Learning needs a clear head, says the Gemara. If a person's worried, then it clouds his mind. He's not able to concentrate. The moment he tries to concentrate, the worry pushes itself in. It wedges itself in. And is a barrier between the concentration and the subject matter that he tries to be able to hopefully succeed. Before dying, his mind is not clear. Mitzvahs are the same thing also. He's distant from mitzvahs. You know why? Because one of the fundamental way of doing the mitzvahs of serving Hashem is ivdus Hashem b'simcha. Doing a mitzvah with your whole heart in it. Doing a mitzvah with a mitzvah experience. A person whose heart is filled with worry, he's not able to do, even if he does a mitzvah. But he's not doing the mitzvah properly, not doing the mitzvah rightly. If you're worrying, you're not really, even if you're learning.
The TikTok is, it seems cause and effect. He is a tiger because he is rocko.
No, yeah, you're right. So you have to be familiar with the lotion. this means he's rochok. This is going now. If you're daiger, this itself is, this is the cause. The daiger is the cause. Yeah, and you're saying because the other way, right? Well, you could learn. It's possible to learn also the other way around. That a person who is far from Torah, in other words, you could learn like you're saying, hadoyeg aloy lamazeh. That's a simon who rochayk ma'od min ha'toyev amitzvah tefillah. Because someone who would really be into Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah wouldn't be able to be daiger. That's one way. But the other mafarshim others learn the other way also. The person who's daiger who rochayk, the daiger means it's going to take him away from learning properly, it's going to take him away from davening properly. Again, he has no kavana for tefillah, but he's not able to be mechavim with tefillah. So both are right. I don't think that one's necessarily a contradiction to the other. So because a daigen Torah tefillah mitzvahs, they don't exactly go together. They don't go together. Lachain, therefore, so if you want to be a true Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem, Yochush Moed, therefore you have to be careful, you have to be worrisome. You have to take care, Lesakin Hamida Hazois, to try to rectify this mid of worry. Lahosir Oisa Mimenu. Right? In order to not stand in his way of serving Hashem. And he says, "Ve'ein tzarich laharich berosa." It's not necessary for me to elaborate. He says on the negative side of daige, what it is. Ki kol ha'toivos. The truth is, it's enough because you see, prior to this shara, this is a shara hadaige. He also has a shara simcha, which is a lengthy shara. He has a shara simcha. So he says in one word, he says, without me having to elaborate, telling you here about, you know, the ills of daige. Let me tell you one thing. All of the positive results that a person gets out of simcha, out of daiga, you lose it all. So if you want to know what you lost, to realize all the positive things that a person can gain by being the simcha, says by daiga, you're going to lose it. That's what he's saying. Ki kol ha'toivos habois min ha'simcha. Because all the good that results from joy is reversed in the case of worry. Is reversed. And hepach b'daiga. It comes out just the opposite. So the idea is, so there's a lot of different damage, so to speak, that daiga can do in a person's life, in his physical life, in his spiritual life, so in every way of his life, in every chelik of his life, in every part of his life. And therefore it's very important for a person really to gain the proper perspective and to work on the mid of daiga to try to neutralize that mid of daiga. So now he goes on further. Till now we're talking about the negative side of daiga, the negative side of worry. But he says also, vato his bainin, I want you really to think and to investigate that kigam yesh b'daige drochim toivim. There are also things in daige, he says, which is positive daige. Now, when he says positive daige, it doesn't mean where the daige is the point where it consumes him, you know, they can't function. That doesn't mean. Daige means to be concerned. This positive daige, when you talk about worry, worry also has a level. But it becomes worried, so he worries about things that are dysfunctional. That's not positive. Daige means to be concerned about something that you're motivated to try to do something about it. That's positive daige. It doesn't consume your life that you can't function. So there are things where you should really be concerned about. And that is, he says, Kemoshomer Hanovi. What does the Novi say in Eicho? The Novi says in Eicho, there's a lot of things in people's life that cause them to complain. But really, says the Novi, you know what you really should complain about? You know what you really should complain about? Mayis oinen odem chai. What should a man lament about? Where should be the area that a person laments? Gever al chatov. It is about your averis. Look into your spiritual life. That is something that you should really worry about. But again, not to consume you to the point that you can't function, because you're not going to gain anything. The idea is, a person should really be concerned. Gever al-Khatov is where is he standing, right, in his life between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something that he should be concerned about, which means to say is daiga on chatoim is something which is praiseworthy. Why? Because it will motivate him to do something about it. As he says, Hachoite, the sinner, Sorech lahagdil yogim bovovoi. He should increase the sorrow, ulisanech bimriris halev, and he really should be concerned deeply, al shemorad neged yoitz akor, that he rebelled, keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But should realize and not take his sin lightly. Should not take his sin lightly, but recognize really what sin means. Al shemorad, again, as he says, the loshon al shemorad, because by sinning, it means actually you rebelled against the creator of everything. You rebelled against the Creator. What it means to say is that even the smallest Aveira, this is what he's trying to point out, that even the smallest Aveira is a Merida in the Borei Olam. So if you look at it from that point, it's a Merida. But it's a small Aveira. What does an Avera mean? Avera means you're a Mayrid. If you're a Mayrid, you're a Mayrid. You're a Mayrid. If you're a Mayrid, you rebel in the Creator, that itself, being a Mayrid, that itself is already the worst thing. So you don't look at to what extent what the Chaimer of the Avera is. And Avera means, Avera is, the definition of Avera is a Mayrid in the Bayer Olam, as it says in Shoftim, Bayomim Ohem Ein Melon B'Yisrael Ish Kol HaYoshar. What does it mean, Ish Kol HaYoshar B'Rav Yaseh? It means we're not interested in what the Bayer Olam has to say. I do what I want to say. That's called Merida. Ish Kol HaYoshar B'Rav Rav Yaseh. I do what I want to do. I do what I want to do. As a matter of fact, Rav Chaim Volozhin says in a drush of Slichas, Chaim Volozhin says in a drush of Slichas, said Rav Chaim Volozhin over there, which is in 1813. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says in a drush of Slichas on the Posek in Kuf Yutes, Dovra Melech says, Soma mipachdecho besori umimishpotecho yoresi. It's a Posek in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. That's on the Eri Samach there. The Melech says, Somar mipagducho besori. My flesh shudders. Somar mipagducho besori. Why am I shuddering? What am I so afraid of? Mimishpotecho yoresi. The Melech says, what I'm afraid is about your judgment. Because everything is accountable. The Melech says that. Mimishpotecho yoresi. I'm afraid about your judgment. And Reb Chaim Volozhin goes on to explain. In his Rosh, it's at the end of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. You can see it. Where there he says at the end of the seven Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin points out to understand what a sin means. And he says, an Avera means to say, it's a moshel. Can you imagine that a king appointed you to be the head, right? Should be the administrator over his treasure house. So imagine, he appoints you. So you're supposed to be watching that nobody steals, right? You're supposed to be the shomer. He appoints you that you should be a guard, right? He appoints you that you should be a king, appoints you that you should be a guard on his treasure houses. So not only do you abuse the position, where you being that you have access to the treasures of the king, so you go and you take some of that treasure, not for yourself, and you give it to the enemy. Could there be anything worse than that? You're appointed to guard the treasure of the king. Now you didn't guard it, what you did is you give it over to the enemy. And so Chaim Volozhin points out and says the idea of the Avera is also because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed you. This is Biyotcha Afkid Ruchi. The neshama comes from the Oitzer, from the Kisa Kovet. That's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's treasury. You're the Shomer. Biyotcha Afkid Ruchi. You have a Pikodin. You're the Shomer. And when you go ahead and you use that Koich, you go to sin, you're giving it to the enemy. That's what you're doing. So, Mamela, this is what the Chayvus this is what the Yerachas Harigim points out to be worried about, to be concerned. The fact is, Shemorad Neder Yotzer Koil, and he goes out to look in your private life. He says, Kim Hifse Dinner Oy Poshut. The person, even if he loses, right, a dinner, you lose a coin or some sort of a note. Kosha Ben Yodim. Nobody likes to lose any money. Certainly, if a person was rich and he loses his fortune, you can imagine how much sorrow he has. If a person, right, loses everything and remains with nothing, right, he's wrapped in mourning. The person has all different types of tzaras, right? His grief is like eternal. He can't forget it. He's consumed with it. And sorrow fills his heart. Says the Chassidik, more than all the sorrows that you have for all of these things, which are material things, Yaiser, Roishi, Tzayer, VeYayonach, more than that, it's more fitting. He said, to be Mitztayer, it should pain you, right? And you should be sighing, Al Shehimro Neger Hashem Yisborach, for the fact that you rebelled against Hashem. For the Yizokha Chasodov, and you didn't remember all the kindness that Hashem does to you. Every moment He allowed you to breathe. For that alone. So all the kindness and all the toivis and all the good that Hashem bestows on a person. So more than that. a lot of these things, by the way, that the Yizokha Tzadikim here is mamish the same things as mentioned the Shaar Tshuva of Rabbi Yoin as well. And he goes on to say, Da, I want you to know. Kimadregis Tshuva, the worst thing also, when you're talking about daig, you're talking about worry. So Ben Yehuda says, when a person finally, okay, you want to repent, you want to do tshuva. Okay, I'm ready to do tshuva. So he says, the strength of your tshuva corresponds, he says, to the intensity of how much sorrow you had. In other words, if you're doing tshuva, you have to have charota. The tshuva is only as good as the charota that you have, as the regret that you have. So if you're trying to do tshuva, the strength and the power of your tshuva runs and corresponds, commensurate, says, to the amount of sorrow that you have. He says, "Da kimadregis atshuva." So here's also this is called positive sorrow in a sense. Kimadregis atshuva hakol if he oitzem hayogoy. The Madrega of Tshuva says corresponds to the intensity, he says, of sorrow. And let me just point out, when he says Madrega Tshuva, if you take a look at Rabbi Yoni Shara Tshuva, Rabbi Yoni says there in Shara Aleph, Rabbi Yoni says, in fact, what is Tshuva? Tshuva really means, we say, well, actually, loosely translated, Tshuva means to repent, to do Tshuva. But Tshuva, in its generic sense, Tshuva means to return. Tshuva, to return. To return to whom? To return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tshuva really means, Hiskaravis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rabbi Yoni. Tshuva means coming close to Hashem. He says, that exercise, coming close to Hashem, has no limits as how close a person can come. And therefore, Tshuva has many madrigas, meaning is, how close are you going to come to Hashem? So therefore, you can continue to work and work, and to Tshuva, to keep doing Tshuva, so to speak. Doing Tshuva, so to speak, on and on, meaning is, to come closer and even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what it is, because the chet is what removed you, that distanced you, was merachik you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore now the opposite of chet when you do tshuva is to bring yourself closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in any madrega of tshuva that a person does, he brings himself closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is koveya? What establishes which madrega of tshuva he's up to? Where's the line? Right, Mac lines. What is koveya? What establishes at which madrega of tshuva he's up to? Is the oitzem hayogoyin, says the Yochas Tzedikim. Is the power of the sorrow that you have. Why? Because sorrow comes from the neshama, Rabbi Yisai. Sorrow comes from the neshama, it's an emotion. Sorrow comes from the neshama, and that tzar also, that tzar that you have, regret, the tzar for the aveir, that itself purifies you. The charata itself purifies you. Rambam also uses the lashon doing tshuva, and charata, or without charata, it's like a toivel v'sheretz biyodoy. The idea is that the tzar itself purifies the person, and it's mechaper, interesting, more than any type of yisurin. But on Sfarim, a person, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Laileinu, a person becomes afflicted with yisurin, that's yisurei haguf. But inner tzar, the tzar that the neshama feels, which is the emotional tzar, that purifies even more than yisurei haguf, than having to undergo physical tzar. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekabel that tzar, Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts that tzar for the fact that you were meirid, by doing the averis, so you were meirid and you rebelled against Hashem and you became distant. So now through the tzar panimi, that comes from the depth of your neshama, that now will bring you back closer to Hashem. Ki hayogoyin bo, as he says, meis toyer hanefesh. Because the emotion of sorrow comes from the pure, right? From the pureness, from the teha, from the purity of the nefesh, haneshama el yoyino, from the higher neshama. And therefore, that tzar, the emotional tzar, the tzar that you feel inside, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that more than physical tzar. As he said, v'nirtzeso bozeh. It means v'nirtzeso, it's more acceptable. It's more acceptable, it's more oilu l'rotzen to Hashem, to have the charota, the tzar pnimi, the inner tzar, is more acceptable, yoyser ma'asher tirtzeh b'roiv yisurei hagufa machoibov. See? Of all the affliction that a person might have to undergo, of all the bodily pain, bodily affliction, Hashem says, that would only be secondary to the tzar that you feel within your heart. That's really the kind of tzar that I want. And therefore, it's a mekubal. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts the yogoy. And, as he points out, imagine a king who is angered by people who were actually born in the palace, and they are people princely, people, you know, princely of royalty, people of the palace, and they angered the king. So being that they are actually members of his own family, they're people of the palace, if the melech sees that in fact that they really regret, he will, right? He will more readily give them a pardon, chanina v'chemlo. He will have mercy on them and pardon them, more than mechemlosoi al harachoikim v'apchusim. More than trying to grant a pardon to total strangers who did. It's not so easy to get a pardon, but the people, members of the palace themselves, members of the palace of royalty themselves, and his own family, are quite easier, right, to be able to achieve, to receive a pardon and mercy. The neshama is part of the king's palace. The neshama that we have in our body is part of royalty. It's part of the palace of the king. And therefore, when the neshama asks for forgiveness, you have the tzar in the neshama. He says, Lochein, Yachmoel Hashem Baruch Hu, therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu will have mercy al neshama. Shehi mitzta'eres v'deyeges, when the neshama grieves, and the neshama worries al chatoiseo. Worries about it? So Kadosh Baruch Hu will grant a pardon. By the way, here again, all this you can find similar in Rabbeinu Yoyin in Shari Tshuva. You find also in Shar Aleph. You find the Shar Aleph there in Sif Yud Gimel. V'chein Amar David. The Rav Melech also expresses himself that way. The Rav Melech says, Negdecho kol tavosi. All my desires, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's all before you. All my desires are before you. And v'anchosi, and my sighing, when I sigh, means the pain, the charote, and my sighing is not hidden from you, it's not concealed from you. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know the pain that I feel, the pain that I feel if I do anything against you. He says, further, Yochai Sadikim, I want you to know that Hadumois, that tears, bo mina yogo in vadogo. Tears is really the true simon, because you can't make up tears. Tears is something which is a response to the true feeling of a person. So demois, the tears, they come from the sorrow and from the worry. The rule is, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that the gates of tears are never closed. To the point that the Gemara says that even if there's a difficult time in Shemayim, or even the gates of Tefillah, where the Gemara says in Brochus, might sometimes be closed because of the Midas Adin that Shoilet, because the Midas Adin that is taking charge, but the Shari Demois, but the Koyach of tears that breaks down the barriers, even where Shari Tefillah cannot penetrate, Shari Demois has that Koyach, the Siv. The Rav Melech again says in Tehillim, Palagim Mayim Yordu Einoi, my eyes shed streams of water. The Rav Melech says, tears, palgimayim, streams of water came out of my eyes. For what reason? Alei shomru teresecho, for not keeping within your Torah. Uksiv, similarly, the Rav Melech also says, ka'avoyni agit, he says, I'll declare my avoynis, I will not conceal them, edag mechatosi, and I will worry. I will worry, he says, about my sins. So, says now the Yochai Tzadikim, the truth is, this is, as long as you're alive and you are breathing, person should always be, quote, concerned that what? That it should be able, that it should be able to continue in a derech of Hashem, not to fall back, uloilam yikach yogan bilvovoi. Person should always take that concern in his heart. First of all, mashovar, he should remember his past, in the sense that means to say is, look what happened, it may, can happen again. V'yidak alosit. And he should worry about the future. The Yira Tomit Shemala Hishlam Chayka Tshuva. And also should be worried, maybe I did not fulfill properly the requirement of Tshuva. He thinks he did Tshuva. Maybe I didn't do it properly. Uksiv, in fact, Shlomo Melech says now in Mishlei, Ashrei Yodom, he says, Mefachit Tomit. Happy is the man who fears. Now what do you mean fears? What should be fear about? He was talking about his spiritual life. He should be concerned about his spiritual life. To the extent that Afilamoya Akshav Zakai Vitzadi Gomer. He says, even the biggest tzaddik has to have that concern. No one should ever feel that he's ahead of the game, that he can let his guard down. That even if he is zakai, means he's a righteous person, he's a tzaddik gomer. Even if he's a tzaddik gomer, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring, you never know what the next 5 minutes are going to bring. So he says, you have to worry, he says, Yiroi should be concerned, lo'oilam, shema yovoi chait liyodoi. As a matter of fact, we know what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells, as a matter of fact, al tamin ba'asam achad yoi maischa. Right, we know that, remember? Person should never believe in himself until the day that he dies. Could be a tzaddik, the Gemara tells us, Yoichan and Kohen Godel. Right, it was a Kohen Godel. 80 years it was a Kohen Godel. Besides Nasi Tzedoiki. Right? So then again, he became a tzaddik. So what happened all these years? So, Tamim Basamacha. You can never believe in yourself until the day that you die. And Rabbi Yoichan Mezakai himself said before the Patira, what does the Gemara say in Brochus? The Gemara tells us that the Tamidim saw that he was crying before he was leaving this world. And then he says to himself, he says, Veloyoid, he says, I'm being brought, he says, between, he says, if it would have been, imagine if it would have been taken to a court, he says, to a court of a Melech Bosav Adom, he says, and I would have known that what? If I'm being judged, I would worry. The person is taken to court, and he doesn't know what the outcome. You're going to worry. Even though it's a Melech Bosav Adom, Hayim Khan, and even if he punishes me, his oynish is not an oynish oylam, it's only temporary oynish, because it's only Allah has come, and I'm being taken to the Melech Malcham Lochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I certainly have to worry. And he said further, what did he say? Here's the punchline. The Rebbe Mezake said, he says, Ele Shnei Derochim Lefonai. There are two ways in front of me, Acha Shel Gan Eden, and he says, Acha Shel Gehenim Ve'eni Yedeya Be'eze Derech Moilichen Oisi. Says Rabbi Leib Chassam and the great Bal Musa, Rabbi Rav Shalom Shvadron, what do you mean I don't know where I'm going? He was a tzaddik. And Rabbi Chassam says, he's a tzaddik, but he's still alive. Maybe for the next 5 minutes. You don't know what the next 5 minutes are going to be. What do you think? The any day, this is what Leib Chassam and Taicher, Rabbi Yechim Zak was saying. But I don't know where I'm going to Gan Eden. What do you mean? No, Rabbi Yechim Zak knows he was a tzaddik. But I'm still alive. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. The next 2 hours. That's what the Oyer Yohel, the Sefer Oyer Yohel, that's where Blaib Chaskin brings it. Because Kozman, I'm alive, there's always two drachim lefonai. Kozman, you're alive, there's always two ways in front of you, before you. And that really is what the Yohel Sadiqim is trying to say. The person should always be concerned about that. V'chem etzinu b'yakov. Find the same with Yaakov Avinu. That afal pisha omal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'shmaticho b'chol asher telech. Hashem said to him that I will protect you wherever you go. But that's if he's worthy. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Maybe he'll slip. Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu is afraid. And as the Mephoshim point out, either he was afraid that what? That maybe he didn't have the mitzvah of kibud avim. Everybody worries about Yaakov Avinu worries like a Yaakov Avinu worries. Yaakov Avinu worries according to his madrega. Maybe his kibud avim wasn't up to par enough. And by the way, they say interesting thing. Because the word is, he was, the Pasuk says, right? The Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu was afraid, Yira. Where do we find that lotion? Ish ove vimoy tiro'u. So the Mephoshim say, that's the idea. Yaakov Avinu was Yoreh Shem Yigur Machet. What's Chet? Maybe the Kibbut Aveim. Lotion Yira. That's where we find the lotion of Yira also. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid, Shem Yigur Machet. V'chein Omer David, Ovid HaMelech also says, Lule Hemanti, Liro is Betuv Hashem Beretz Chaim. I cannot securely believe, Lule Hemanti, I cannot securely believe that I will be Zoichet to see, right? That I'll be Zoichet to see the good of Hashem in the land of the living, means in the Olam Habo. Such a Dovid HaMelech is talking about. So Aval Pishoya Yedeya Shoya Chosid Gomer. Even though he knew that he was a Chosid Gomer, but you know what? That was till now. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. There's a big Yetzirah out there. There's a lot of challenges out there. Shema Yigro Machet. Yeshlo Yovoy Lenoyam Tzadikim will not come to see the pleasantness of the Tzadikim. Means an Oilam Abo. Well, the Oilam Yidak. And finally, he says a person should always worry, be concerned. Shema Eina Voidosim Kubelis Lifnei Hamokim Baruchu. Maybe as a matter of fact, his background and his anhog, his behavior is such that Kosh Baruch says, well, who's asking you to come to shul for? Who's asking you? In other words, Mi Bikesh Zois Miyetchem Ramois Chatzeiro, as the Navi says, who needs you to come and trample in my courts? Persons should therefore try, of course, to recognize all of these things. Alkin Yosef Oymes V'chol Yoyim V'yoyim. A person should increase strength every day to try to see to better himself. U'maise B'chol Chamechod. He concludes with this segment. And Maise B'chol Chamechod Shiro Odemechod Doik. Maise B'chol Chamechod, he saw a person that he was worrying. So he says to him like this, listen, you're worrying. I don't know what you're worrying about. But I'll tell you one thing, he said. Very cute words, he says. Chochem sees a person worrying. So he says to him, I don't know what you're worrying about. So I'm saying like this. Im dagos chol oilam hazeh, if your worry is about attaining things on this world, that's what your worry is. So my bracha to you is that Hashem should remove that daiga. If you're worrying about your spiritual life, my bracha is just continue to worry more and more. That's what the Chochem says. Im dagos chol oilam hazeh, if you're worried about attaining things on this world, yamayit Hashem yisale dagos chol. Because Baruch should diminish your worry. Im dagos chol oilam habo, if you're worried about Olam Haba, Yosef Hashem Baruch Hu Daige Al Dagoscha. Because that is the positive type of a Daige. Because that is like the safety catch that keeps the person always in check, keeps the person always in tow, to realize that Kozman that he's breathing cannot let down and has to always be on guard. So now, Rabbis, let's take a look at a little bit that we have on the sheet. We talk about worry. No, we talk about worry. In Yonim of Olam Hazeh, let's take a look a little bit of the status of a person you're worrying. No, you're worrying, waking, you think you can do something about it. There's only one source. Let's take a little bit of the Sichas Musar of Chaim Shmulevich, Imam Lamed Hey. Let's see how far we get on this. Okay. We start over here. From the Sefer Sichas Musar. And Chaim brings out the following. Bishar Shishol Yitzchak Es Yaakov. This medrash is brought in a number of places. Also, the Sefer Shari Oira from Meir Tzvi Bergman, Rav Shach's son-in-law, also has a pshat in this medrash. Medrash says that when Yitzchak Avinu asks Yaakov Avinu, "Ma zemi hatolim soy?" Remember when he sent him to go before he gives him the brochas? He says, "Go and bring some food." So when Yaakov comes back, he says, "What did you find? Ma zemi hatolim soy? What did you hurry to find? What did you bring me?" On the Yaakov Yomar, Yaakov said, "Ki hikra Hashem alakecho lefonai." What do you mean? I brought what Hashem prepared for me. Fine. So the Medrash says as following, Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish. In between Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish, there's two opinions what Yaakovin responded to Yitzchak. Yitzchak said, "Mazi mihar tolim soy." Simply very quickly, Yaakovin went out and he came back very quickly. Mihar tolim soy. Very quickly, you seem to find what you were looking for. So one of them says, that Yaakov Avinu responded as follows. He says, "Im lekorboncha himsech locha kodesh baruch hu." So when it came to supply a carbon, remember by the Akedas Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu was supposed to shecht Yitzchak. At the end, Hashem said, "Don't shecht Yitzchak." But instead, when Hashem supplied a carbon, there's vine ayilachar. So Yaakov Avinu knew that fact. Yaakov Avinu knew the fact that in the place of Yitzchak, Kodesh Baruch Hu supplies, Alpines is supplied an aisle. So Yaakov Avinu says to Yitzchak, he says, "What are you worried about? Food, you're worried? How he got the food so quickly?" He said, "Listen," he says, "Im lekorboncha himsech locha Kodesh Baruch Hu," when he came to supply a carbon in your place, Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, very quickly, supplied it. Shenem avisa avrom aseino, vayar, raised his eyes, and he sees vine aisle. He sees there's another ram there. L'machol cholachas kama v'kama. So, if a carbon of Kodesh Baruch Hu is supplied, so food that you need, certainly. Rachin Omar, and the other one said, "Im lizivakha himtziloch." In other words, the Chassidus says, "Hikra no lefonai hayoyim minoy liyezer," was mispalal, hakre, also listen hakre. "Kehikra shem alakecho lefonai," the same word. Kodesh Baruch Hu supplied you with a zivig, Yaakov says to Yisroch, "I'm not going to give you panosa, you're not going to give you the food." So he said, "Lamachol chalakas kama v'kama." Okay, what is he saying? What Yaakov is saying? If Hashem supplied the carbon, so Hashem supplied the carbon, he's not going to supply food. Kloimars, now, says Pshat, says the Bruchaim. Listen to what Yaakov is answering Yitzchak Avinu. Kishem, he says, "Sheso ayil lekorboncho, himsi lecho Hashem." That ayil that Hashem prepared, you know where it came from? It wasn't created now. It's from Sheshes Yimei Breishis. Chazal say this is from Sheshes Yimei Breishis. Vechino yod Mishes Yimei Breishis, this nam biyovois. As the Mishnah Masechet Sova, Ayloi Shel Avraham Avinu is from the Dvarim Shenivru Be'er Shabbos Ben Hashmoshois. Kal V'chaymer, she says, she's a Vakhu Mukhan V'yayimit. That your Zivig also, his Zivig is also. Zivig is also prepared way, way, way back, he says. U'kishem she's a Vakhu Yimukhan V'chaydim Shebos Alav Roilom. And in the same way, he says that your Zivig was already prepared before you even born, as it says, Mem Yoim, 40 days before the Yetzirah of Lab, before the formation of a blood. There's a bas call in Shemaim that says, Bas Ploini Laploini, that this daughter is going to marry so and so. So he says, So Mezoin Cholachas Kama V'Kama. So now, Omru Chazal. Chazal have said, Ein Zivugah Shalodam Elam Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Zivig of a person. The person to find his Zivig comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shat Chanehe, Shat Chanehi, and this is only a Shliach. Sometimes he's a Shliach. It's okay. So Akoponim says, Ein Zivugah Shalodam Elam Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chsiv says, Bayis V'hoi Nachlas Ovois. Yeah, a house and maybe Yerusha, you can Yarshin by Yerusha. But a Zivig, Umashem Isha Maskelis. Good wife, Sechel your wife comes from Hashem. Umashem Isha Maskelis. So Chazal tell us, in a Medrash, Matroina Achas, a matron woman, a royal woman, once Sha'ala es Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. She once asked Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, "Lekame yomim barak Kodesh Baruch Hu Salam." How many days did it take Kodesh Baruch Hu to create the world? Omar lo. So he said, "Lesheishes yomim," 6 days. Oh, 6 days. Okay. So if it took him on 6 days, so what's Kodesh Baruch Hu? What did he do since 6 days till now, till today? What's the world doing? He's out of business, out of a job. Create the world in 6 days. No, what is left to do? So he said, "Ma hu oise moise shor ad achsho." So what's he doing since then till now? What's Kodesh Baruch Hu doing? Omalos, Rabbi Yosi said, "Yoshev umezavig zivugim bita shol ploini laploini bita shol ploini laploini." So Chaim goes on to explain. V'habir, he says, "B'sheilosa shalom atroinim ma hu oise moise shor ad achsho." To understand the depth of a question, what's Hashem doing from then till now? He says, "She'afopi," even though Shekodesh Baruch Hu mechadish betuva b'chol yom tovin ma'aseh bereishis. Right? Even though the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in other words, what's the question? That means that the question is not a question. Because the truth is, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, but Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps recreating. The fact that the world is standing today is not because it's created then. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechadish betuva, he keeps recreating the world each and every moment. Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps recreating the world, so the fact is, he's creating all along. So really, there's no question what Hashem doing from then till now. Hashem continuously is creating. But what's the question? He explains the question. She'afalpi, because even though Kodesh Baruch Hu mechadish betuva b'chol yom tov ma'aseh bereishis, Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps recreating, keeps renewing the world. Right? He keeps renewing the world every moment. Mekol mekoyim, but nevertheless. But b'derech ha'teva, right, you can't see it, right? B'derech ha'teva, the world seems to standing on its own. So ma'acha she'yosad esoylomai, Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in the way that it should appear, right? According to the laws of nature. Where can I see lupuloisov ulaliloisov be'olam? That what she wanted to say is, mahu ois is not, yeah, Kosh Baruch, good. That's a belief system. Kosh Baruch keeps recreating the world. I want to know mahu ois, show me where I can see Hashem's influence. No, the answer is, by Shiduchim. By Shiduchim you can see it. You don't have to believe it. Here you see it. That's the Pshat of the Kash and that's the Pteretz. You wanted to know where is Nikr, a Simon? Where can you see Lupuloisov? Right? Nakarish Bakhu's plans in the world, where can you see it? Valkach Heshev, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalapta, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalapta answers. Yosef, Mazavik Zavugim, Vahaina, Shebedov is a Yoidim. Shebedov is a Yoidim, that we know, Hakoil, Makirim, Ki Achvarak, Mes Hashem, Hu. That's something that everybody recognizes, Mes Hashem. Umasim Chol Yoim, you can see it every day, says Rabbi Chaim. Shodim Reitz, Allah says, Yodim, Lamaira, Dover, sometimes you want to, why do you want to hasten the Shidduch, Segeitnish? You want to do things to quicken it. And sometimes it comes just like that. There's so many different things, right? You just don't figure out how it's going to work out. You think it's going to work out this way, it works out a different way. You see that you try to hasten, you try to quicken it. Later you realize, whatever you did was in vain. Right? Forget, you ruined more than you thought you were going to, right, fix. Which means, what do you mean, Hashem? Only that's from Hashem. No. Apple bisha hakol Hashem. Even though everything's from Hashem, makol mukum adovaze hakol makirim v'royin ayin b'ayin as hashgachos yisbarach. That's something we can really see the hashgacha. So lefize nero lefarish says Reb Chaim. Let's go back to the Medrash. Yaakov Avinu was saying to Yitzchak. He says, "You want to know where I got my food?" Im lezivokcha. He says kach, which means if when it comes to a zivik, there it's clear. You see the hashgacha. You see hashgacha Hashem. You see Hashem's intervention. Kim Hashem ishe maskelis. Then ha'ishtadlus mosi from uma. By zivik, you see the shtadlus is nothing. Guess what? In parnosa, the shtadlus is also nothing. Kach macholcha lachas kamo vekamo. Yes, there's a gzeira, b'zeis apecho toichalechem. You have to do the shtadlus. That's the gzeira, you have to fulfill that gzeira. But the shtadlus is nothing, that's not what it comes from. You have to do it though, because that's the gzeira. He says, Dostoevsky says, al achas kama the kama when it comes, he gets explained, he says, because food is even more important than a zivik. If a zivik is clear that the shtadlus is nothing, food is for survival. You can't live without food. L'macholcha, Allah has come against L'macholcha for your food. Chutzoyrech, he says, Hechrech yoysel yodom. That's more hechrech, right? You can't survive it more than a few days without food. So that push it. So Allah has come with a kamo, Shekosh Baruch Hu mechin lodom as mezoin. Shekosh Baruch Hu is the one who prepares it. The chol machsoyroi. The erish tavlusoi shel odom ayila v'loi klum. But gunish helfen. And we're going to look further. The kabalte mi pi moiri zatzal. He says, Reb Chaim says, I have a Kabbalah, says, from my Rebbe, Shaloy Ledaber Be'inyan HaBetochen, he says, Vorlamuk, it's interesting. Betochen is something which is a very big madrega, and his Rebbe said to him that he shouldn't talk too high about it. Ki Elu, he says, Lo Yo'ilu, Ela Dvorim Pshutim Olvad. You talk about, not too very deep, talk about Dvorim Pshutim. And so he says, Ubemikro, Bemokamacha rather, he said in another place, he says, Hedvani, I brought as Maisa Ba'al Shech HaKodesh. There's a Maisa with the Al Shech HaKodesh. The Al Shech HaKodesh, who lived like 500 years ago. The Al Shech HaKodesh, Yedorish Beveis HaMedrish. The Al Shech HaKodesh in Tzfas, right? Time of the Arizal, time of the Bis Yosef. He darshan once the Bis Medrish, Ki HaBeteg B'Hashem, someone who's a true Beteg B'Hashem, Ein Etzorach V'Shtadl Klal Upon the Sosa. That's what the Al Shech wants darshan. If you're a true Beteg B'Hashem, Ela Yeshu bebeis haKnesses v'yasek b'toyru b'tfilah. B'Hashem yazmelois panesos ekaroi. No, somebody heard that. He was a balagula. So v'hoi yeshom balagula echad. There was a balagula. Oh, so Baal B'Tochen is after work. So he goes, okay, I'm going to sit and be b'tech b'Hashem, not going to do anything. So v'hoi yeshom balagula echad. V'nishmu k'sheshomom. When he heard as divrei. He really went and he sold his chamor. And guess what? In the Shemaim somehow he received a whole chest full of golden coins. The Talmidim said, Rebbe, but how come it doesn't work for us? He said, because you're really not Baal Betochen. said, you want to use bitachim for that? He says, but the truth is, you're not bala bitachim. He says, they came, they said, kav hey mosu, kav lo yosu biyodam. Veshom ha'osu ha'kodesh, ke'ein advorim miskaimim, el b'mi she'mamin bohen, kipshutam, b'lo yishum, he says, mecha pilpul, v'ali pilpul. But that's what it said to myself, Shol Salanter. He wants to give a drosh about bitachim, give a big drosh about bitachim. And so this person says, okay, he says, went ahead, he said, I bitachim Hashem, when he bought a lottery ticket, for $100,000, has bitachin, he's going to win. Because Shol Salanter said, if you have bitachin, 100% bitachin, it's going to happen. So the person said, when I buy the ticket, and tell the Shol Salanter, he says, listen, so I bought this ticket, and I really have bitachin, I'm going to win. So the Shol Salanter said to him, $100? $100,000? Okay, so he says, before the drawing, he says, I'm going to give you $50,000 for the ticket. He's willing to sell it. Oh, you don't have bitachim, you're going to win. If you believe you can win $100,000, you're going to sell it for $50,000. So you didn't have bitachim. So you didn't have bitachim. If you have true bitachim, you wouldn't want to sell it. Even I'm giving up from the $50,000. You're going to believe that you're going to win $100,000. So you didn't have bitachim. So meantime, you can fool ourselves. The Reb Chaim goes on, you're just seeing your seat yourself, in the sheet yourself. Reb Chaim goes on to say that not only he says, the hishtadlus is not what does it, many times your hishtadlus even ruins it. And he goes on, brings it into Gemara. So he said, for you have to stand. So that's where you're talking. So he can talk. So daige. Daige, as we said, is missing the base of bitachim. When you really have the base of bitachim, then there's no more daige, and we have bitachim.